Soundtrack. In the space between hearing and listening, I'm stuck. Imperfect soundproofing hands me half an earful of narrative straight from another kitchen sink. I should listen away. Can't. Sleety sound effects, trickles of dialogue seep out, soak in my low-quality socks. Downstairs, as downstairs neighbors are supposed to be, they lift the lid of their domestic music box, lift it with the very tips of their voices. Humming, trumming, drumming. I make out few of their words. High volume helps, and neat is an easy one. The others wait beyond recognition, end up moving like shadow puppets made with meat and some. Their mouths are not the only ones talking. Their TV set has a loud flush. Their chair legs sharpen their claws on the tiles. Their cigarettes hiss by the window. Huffing, puffing. Their trained bed commands upon whatever love they are making. Their doors slam themselves to sleep. Their arguments run in red high heels. Babbling. Their baby girl must question the ceiling every time my pile of books tumbles to the floor.